From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Government stresses on health as key aspects in economic recovery. To pressing the spread of family clusters, the government urged to avoid extended family gatherings. Now the news in details. The Indonesian government has laid emphasis on health as the focal aspects of the national economic recovery endeavors. It was said by Coordinating Economic Affairs Minister Erlangga Hartarto during a press conference through Instagram at Perekonomian RI on Friday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. He noted, to this end, the government will give due weightage to the 3M campaign of wearing masks, washing hands, and practicing social distancing to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Furthermore, the government will encourage active participation of military and policy personnel to promote public discipline in abiding by the health protocols. Hartarto highlighted that the government will conduct a 3T campaign of tracking, tracing, and testing COVID-19 cases. He revealed that the trial of enforcing discipline among people in following health protocols in 8 districts and cities and a province classified as red zones are areas with high rates of COVID-19 infection and transmission has yielded positive results. The transmission of COVID-19 in family cluster has become the government concerns. Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protection's PPPA Bintang Puspayoga in a video conference on Friday said that the trend of spreading the virus through the family cluster is quite high in September. Therefore, she urged the public to be aware of the spread of the COVID-19 virus through family cluster, as of one of which is by avoiding and postponing massive family gatherings that involved many people. Minister Bintang Puspayoga assessed that currently big meetings held by family should be held in virtual meetings, and it is not in a direct meeting. This aim at reducing the spread of COVID-19 through family clusters.
Dari sisi keluarga, untuk bagaimana kita bisa menghindari, mengurangi pertemuan-pertemuan.
From the family side, how can we avoid reducing direct meetings that can be postponed or which can be avoided, one of which is with extended family, such as birthday, or for example, with the community, such as social gathering like reunion. If it is must be done, we can do it online. We have already been introduced to an online system in this pandemic situation. Meanwhile, government spokesperson for handling COVID-19, Reza Broto Asmoro, stated that there are 5 things that must be paid attention and can be done to prevent the emergence of family cluster during a pandemic. First, among them, is by understanding how the COVID-19 virus is being transmitted, and second, always follow health protocols, including arrivals protocols, when they arrived at home.
Ketiga, kita harus tahu kondisi.
Third, we must know the health conditions of every family members at home, including if someone is sick, he or she must wear a mask, and if he or she cares for sick people, he or she must also wear a mask. Fourth, just ensure balanced nutrition and do not forget to exercise regularly with your family at home. Fifth, which is now less important, amid a lot of information, just create a calm atmosphere at home. We must eradicate hoaxes and we must stay away from sources of panic. Up to now, the Indonesian government has found more than 11,000 clusters of the spread of COVID-19. Reisha noted some are family clusters. A family cluster emerges when one of the family members is exposed to the virus outside home and transmitted to the virus while he or she returns to the respective home. Coordinating Maritime Affairs and Investment Minister, concurrently Deputy Chair of COVID-19 Control Policies Committee and National Economic Recovery, Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan, sought stricter health protocol implementation in Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi, which recording rising cases. As reported by Antara News Agency, the virtual COVID-19 coordination meeting held to discuss precautionary measures amid the development of COVID-19 cases in Greater Jakarta more recently. Attention was drawn to the number of COVID-19 positive cases in DKI Jakarta on September 12 to 23, 2020, showing a slowing trend. However, in Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi areas, which are the buffer areas for DKI Jakarta, an increase was still recorded in the past week. Meanwhile, Jody Mahardi, spokesman for the Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, noted in a written statement in Jakarta on Friday that the activities of DKI Jakarta residents owing to PSBB and then going to a restaurant or cafe in Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, Bekasi area means there is a need to tighten health protocols in those areas to control the spread of COVID-19. Most Indonesian youth aired concerns over the climate crisis according to a survey involving 8,374 respondents conducted by Indonesian non-profit organizations Cerah Working to Advance the Energy Transition Policy Agenda and Change.org. As reported by Antara News Agency on Friday, the survey found that 89% of the total respondents cited climate crisis as one of the biggest challenges faced by today's generation, of which 59% expressed major concerns, while 30% viewed the climate crisis as a grave problem. Meanwhile, 9% of the respondents voiced slight concerns. Executive Director of Cerah Foundation, Adityani Putri, stated in her presentation on the survey findings at the virtual press conference held on Friday that only 0.6% of the respondents are not concerned over the impacts of the climate crisis, while 1% were unaware or perhaps did not believe in it. The survey disseminated to change.org users and social media users through platforms such as Facebook and Instagram covered respondents in the age band of 17 to 51 years, with most being 21 to 30 years of age, constituting 37% of the total respondents. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move it on to the international news. Officials at the World Health Organization on Friday stated that the global death toll from COVID-19 could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used and could be even higher without concerted actions to curb the pandemic. As reported by Reuters.com, September 25th, Mike Ryan, head of the UN Agency's Emergencies Program, told a briefing on Friday that unless the WHO does it take concerted action, the number about 2 million deaths is not only imaginable, but it is sadly very likely. The number of deaths about 9 months since the novel coronavirus was discovered in China is nearing 1 million. Dr. Ryan further said young people should not be blamed for a recent increase in infection despite growing concerns that youth are driving its spread after restrictions and lockdowns were eased around the world. President Vladimir Putin called on Friday for an agreement between Russia and the United States to guarantee not to engage in cyber meddling in each other's elections. As reported by Reuters.com, September 25th, in a statement ahead of the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd, Putin called for a reset between Russia and the United States and said he wanted an agreement between the two countries to prevent incidents in cyberspace. He said that he proposes exchanging guarantees of non-interference in each other's internal affairs, including electoral processes, including using information and communication technologies and high-tech methods, and Moscow's relation with Washington's our post-Cold War lows as the election looms. The U.S. intelligence agency have concluded that Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election with the aim of tilting it in Donald Trump's favor, including by hacking into the campaign of his rival Hillary Clinton. Moscow denies that charge. Seoul stated that North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has issued a rare personal apology for the killing of South Korean officials. As quoted by BBC.com, September 25th, Kim Jong-un reportedly told South Korean leader Moon Jae-in that the disgraceful affair should not have happened. South Korea has said that 47-year-old man was found by troops floating in the North's waters. According to Seoul, he was then shot dead and his body was set alight. It is not known what the man was doing there. The South Korean government has said he may have been trying to detect or defect to the North, but his family has denied this. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news from across the country. Let's move on to the first news comes from Bogor, West Java. Head of the Center for Tropical Biopharmacy Studies, or TROPBRC, IPB University, Professor Dr. Irmanida Batubara, has succeeded in making an anti-acne and anti-premature aging formula with ingredients from the stems of nyiri twigs. In an official statement last Wednesday, Irmanida said, "The initial idea for the research came from the traditional use of nyiri fruit skin by people in central Sulawesi. They have used the skin of the nyiri fruit, or kuntau according to the local language, for daily skin care and preparation of the bride and groom. However, Irmanida emphasized that the cosmetic products, which is the result of the innovation of the nyiri plant, has not been sold in the market. But there are prototypes products available in the form of gels and creams." According to her, further studies related to innovation are still needed, such as market and demand studies. In addition, the availability and standardization of raw materials are need to be prepared prior to the commercialization. From Bogor, West Java, Taman Safari Indonesia, Bogor, West Java is campaigning for rhino love on World Rhino Day, which fell on September 22nd, in order to respond to the existence of these endangered animals. Public relations of the Taman Safari Indonesia, Julius H. Supriharado, in a written statement last Tuesday said that in this rhino love campaign, Bogor Safari Park put forward an educational program regarding information about this thick-skinned animal to visitors. According to him, in this educational program, Taman Safari also invited visitors to follow questions and answers about conservation messages, especially regarding insights about rhinos. News comes from Banda Island, Maluku. The Dutch flag sailing ship Arka Kinari, which sailed through the spice route in Indonesia last Tuesday, left Banda Island Central Maluku Regency, Maluku Province, to continue its voyage to Selayar Island, South Sulawesi Province. The two-masted sailing ship with Ben Blankenship as the skipper carried seven crew members, including the married couple who owns the ship, as well as musicians Gray Felstein and Nova Ruth. They collaborated with the Director General of Culture of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture to visit a number of places in Indonesia known as the Spices Route. It started from Sorong, West Papua Province, to Banda Maluku Island, Selayar, Makassar in South Sulawesi, and ended in Benoa, Bali. Gray Felstein and Nova Ruth hope that the Spice Route program can become a foundation for UNESCO to establish it as a World Heritage. Listener, that was news from across the country. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Hello, listeners of Radio Republic Indonesia, wherever you are. I am Armando G. Alvarez, Ambassador of Mexico to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 75th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia and send my best wishes to all its members and listeners. Sekali diudara, tetap diudara.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on September 26, 1960, on Statistic Day. The determination of the National Statistics Day originated from the promulgation of Law No. 7 of 1960 concerning statistics as a substitute for the 1934 Ordonnanti Statistics on September 26, 1960, as an effort to fulfill the need for the preparation for a planned universal development. Furthermore, in August 1996, the second president of the Republic of Indonesia, Suharto, set the date of the promulgation of Law No. 7 of 1960 concerning statistics as National Statistics Day. The reason was that the birth of this law was the starting point of the journey of the Central Statistics Agency in filling the independence in the statistical sector, which had been regulated based on the colonial statutory system. Next event is that in 1997, Garuda airplane crashed in Deli, Serdang. Garuda Indonesia Flight Airbus A300B4 plane crashed at Buah Nabar in North Sumatra. The plane crashed into a mountain while flying from Jakarta to Medan. There were 234 people recorded, consisting of 222 passengers and 12 crew members who died in this incident. The victims are not only domestic citizens, but also foreign citizens. It is known that 2 British citizens, 1 French citizen, 6 Malaysian citizens, 4 German citizens, 2 United States citizens, and 2 Canadians were killed in this incident. The last event is that in 2007, the World Contraception Day was launched. Campaign of World Contraception Day, or WCD, was launched for the first time throughout the world on September 26, 2007. The commemoration of the World Contraception Day is a global campaign that envisions every pregnancy is desired. The World Contraception Day aims to enhance awareness of the use of contraception and to keep young people well informed about sexual and reproductive health. The momentum of the commemoration of the day was also used to give education related to sex and family planning in a bid to improve people's awareness. To enhance awareness on contraception and health of reproduction is expected to prevent unplanned pregnancy, abortion, and spread of sexual disease. And listener, that's Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جنشوي بيتاي كوجو يفانشي سينسين قوانجوان بيندو فييان دا چوانبو ودا كوجو باوهوني ودا كوجو باوهو
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Denganmu tenang, tak terfikir dunia ini. Telah menghanyutkanku, mimpiku sempurna, tak seperti orang biasa. Karenamu imajinasi telah menghanyutkanku, mimpiku sempurna, tak seperti orang biasa. Fikirkan indah tentang surga, seakan-akan di sana. Berhayal semua tentang jiwa ku tenang.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today entitling We Love Bali Tourism Recovery Program. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy involved 4,000 participants in a tourism recovery program called We Love Bali. The Ministry Deputy for Tourism Products and Activities Organizing Rizky Handayani in Denpasar Tuesday said, this program aims to educate and evaluate the implementation of the cleanliness, health, security, and environmentally friendly protocol at tourist attractions and hotels. Rizky explained that participants in the We Love Bali activity could be from all layers of society, especially social media influencers, age 18 to 50 years, while the activities are scheduled for October and November 2020. Participants will be divided into travel groups of 40 people each. They will travel around Bali for 3 days, 2 nights, and stay in turns in tourism areas in Bali. There are 10 routes or trips prepared which are tourist destinations throughout Bali. In the program prepared with a budget of 20 billion rupiah, the organizer also collaborates with the Bali Tourism Transport Association, the Indonesian Tour Guide Association, and the Indonesian Hotel and Restaurant Association. The hotels are those that are already have a New Era Life Order certificate. In each tourist attraction, micro, small, and medium enterprises will be involved as providers and of souvenirs to be sold to the participants. According to Rizky, participants, apart from evaluating the implementation of hygiene, health, safety, and environmentally friendly protocols, are also asked to promote New Era Bali tourism to the outside community through their respective social media by publishing the places they have visited. In the We Love Bali program, apart from seeing the implementation of hygiene, health, security, and environmentally friendly protocols, there will be Simakrama, which is an activity to invite all tourism actors from all over Bali. The aim is to equalize perceptions about the steps that must be prepared and implemented in the adaptations and recovery of Bali tourism so that the Balinese economy can immediately revive. The activity is planned to be carried out in 5 stages in 5 different places by presenting the governor and deputy governor of Bali as well as competent resources persons. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumati. Thank you for listening.
Setiap waktu, setiap malam, hatiku tenang jika mengingatmu, oh sayangku, ku butuh kamu. Bosan, bosannya.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Arari was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today we are going to take you to enjoy the beauty of Embung Batara Sriten in Gunung Kidul area, Yogyakarta. Yogyakarta is famous not only among local tourists, but also among foreign tourists. Traveling to Yogyakarta will be even more impressive if you can visit tourism objects that are not yet crowded with tourists, one of which is Embung Batara Sriten. This tourism attraction is not a beach, but an embung, which is like a lake on a hill or mountain that functions as a water reservoir. Gunung Kidul is indeed famous as a barren area because it is a mountainous area formed from limestone rocks. Lime is a type of rock that is difficult to absorb water. Therefore, an artificial pond or embung was built for water storage, one of which was named Embung Batara Sriten. Batara Sriten itself is taken from the name of the location of the embung, which is in Batur Agung, shortened to Batara, and Sriten from Sriten village. The position of this embung is at an altitude of 800 meters above sea level, so that the atmosphere is very cool and fresh. Embung Batara Sriten will be more beautiful when the sun rises because the color of the sky will be gorgeous at that time. Sun rays can also reflect off the surface of the embung. Embung Batara Sriten also shows its beauty when the sun sets at dusk. At that time, the city lies under the reservoir began to be lit, giving a very beautiful view. The atmosphere deserves being captured with your camera. Go to the Embung Batara Sriten tourism location, which is located in the Tirta Gunung Kidul area of Yogyakarta, precisely at Sumilir Hill, Sriten, Gunung Kidul Regency. It is better to use a private car or rental vehicle. This attraction is open every day. The entrance ticket to this location is 3,000 rupiah per person. For parking fees for two-wheeled vehicles, it is 2,000 rupiah. While for parking for four-wheeled vehicles, it is 10,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Embung Batara Sriten in Yogyakarta. Tomorrow, we will meet again with other interesting topics. See you!
Hello, listener of Radio Republik Indonesia. My name is Gustavo Ayares, Ambassador of Chile to Indonesia. This is a wonderful opportunity to express our congratulations for the 75th anniversary of the radio. And I hope that in the future will be a wonderful future for the listener, for the community that follow this radio. All the best for you. Blessings.
Sudah lama ku percaya cinta hanya sebuah kata, tak nyata makna di dalamnya. Dusta cipta Adam dan Hawa, dan kau datang mengubah hampir segalanya. Karena hadirmu membawa tanya, ku bermimpi dengan mata yang terbuka, ku melayang di atas awan tanpa terbang. Ku telah jatuh cinta tanpa kau harus berusaha. Kau bertanya menjadi rasa, ku cari arti dari semua ini. Rasa tinggi karena kau di sini. Kau beri kesempatan hati untuk kembali mencintai, dan kau datang mengubah hampir segalanya. Karena hadirmu membawa tanya, oh, oh. Ku bermimpi dengan mata yang terbuka, melayang di atas awan tanpa terbang. Ku tak jatuh cinta tanpa kau harus berusaha. Jatuh cinta tanpa
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, chocolate is a processed cocoa bean, or in Latin, it is called Theobroma cacao. According to historical records, cocoa or chocolate plants originated from Central and South America. Meanwhile, based on its history, cocoa cultivation has existed in Indonesia since 1560. Starting from the Spaniards who colonized the Philippines and brought cacao plants to their colonies, they were introduced to Indonesia, precisely in Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Indonesia itself is currently known as one of the largest cocoa producers in the world. Based on data compiled from pertanian.go.id, in 2019, the level of community consumption of chocolate in 10 countries in the European Union was 6.2 kilograms per year. Seeing the opportunities created by the consumption of chocolate in the world, authentic Indonesian chocolate products have emerged, one of which is Krakacoa. Krakacoa is a flagship chocolate product from Indonesia, which was founded in 2013 by Sabrina Mustopo. The name Krakacoa was created because it was inspired by Mount Krakatau. The cocoa beans used by Krakacoa products are 100% from Indonesia. There are four regions selected to become producers of Krakacoa products. They are Lampung in Sumatra, Sulawesi, Kalimantan, and Bali. The choice of cocoa producers is due to the fact that the four islands have their own uniqueness and taste, ranging from the characters of a fruity flavor, similar to black tea, until slightly spicy. The products from Krakacoa are very diverse and they have concepts that are rarely found on the market. The packaging also strongly promotes Indonesia, namely packaging with the theme of Indonesian batik and protected animals. The products have also been marketed to several countries such as Singapore, Japan, and most European countries. Besides introducing the taste of Indonesian chocolate to the world, this original Indonesian product has also been highlighted for international chocolate lovers. It is noted that Krakacoa chocolate has won the Academy of Chocolate Award in London consecutively from 2017 to 2018. In 2017, Krakacoa chocolate won 6 awards, including a bronze medal for the chocolate bar product Single Origin Salu Dengen, and a single origin gift packaging. Coupled with bronze medals for chocolate bar products Ginger, Coffee, and chocolate single origin Sedayu, Sea Salt, and Pepper. In the following year, Krakacoa chocolate won 2 awards, namely a silver medal for the product Arenga 70% Dark Chocolate, and a bronze medal for the product Arenga 100% Dark Chocolate. Listener, that was Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Restau terenak, membaca di sudut paling tenang, menonton pertunjukan musik, telusuri jalanan dari malam hingga pagi.
Kita tetapkan abadi.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we are going to present a keroncong song entitled Meraih Rembulan to be sung by Dian Mita, a talented keroncong singer. The keroncong song Meraih Rembulan was composed by Koko Tole. He arranged this keroncong song with a melodious rhythm. The music intro of the song is quite long and beautiful. The song tells about the moon which gives light to the night, as if the moon is close and easy to reach, but unfortunately it is far and high in the sky. Its light is able to make someone fly when staring it. That is the blessing of God to human beings in the world. Well, listener, here is Dian Mita with keroncong song entitled Meraih Rembulan. Enjoy the song. It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.